Prayer for Preteen Parents, written by Meg Booker, read by Leah Martin. I fumed about my older daughter's lack of timeliness as I thrust the car door open and lunged in. Her little sister sat alone in the back seat and worried tears streamed down her face. Stunned from watching her best friend run out of her sight, her 7-year-old voice was as panicked as her eyes were. "I don't know where she went." The engine hummed and the door hung wide open as I tore around the yard. We called out her name and searched the hiding places. Flashes of missing kids paraded through my mind as I ran along the edge of our property. Stopped cold, I reached into my pocket to execute every parent's worst nightmare. "My daughter is missing," I managed to verbalize as I ached in prayer for God to protect her. How had we gotten here? That morning, I allowed the one thing that my daughter struggled with to snap my patience and leverage a war on her preteen emotional state. As she explained herself to the 3 policemen parked at the end of our driveway that day, a guilt that I had failed her washed over me. "Fathers, don't exasperate your children by coming down hard on them. Take them by the hand and lead them in the way of the Master." Ephesians 6:4. The original Greek word paroguizo means to rouse to wrath, to provoke, exasperate, anger. Strong's 39:49. Exasperate means to excite the anger of. Merriam-Webster. Blocking our past experiences causes us to lack empathy for what our children are going through. In our human impatience, we become behavioral focused. It's easy to get caught up in how our children should be acting, but more important, to pray into God's purpose for who they are. My daughter ran back up the street that day, but she had run a half mile to a wooded trail before she turned around. I just needed somewhere quiet to think. Take them by the hand and lead them. Instead of sparking their anger, preteens need us to teach them how to run to Christ in overwhelming moments. Let's pray. Father, praise you for preteens and all that they have to teach us about ourselves and your love for us. Thank you for returning prodigals and runaways home safely, and bless those that never had the opportunity to turn around and run home to safety before lesser intentions befell them. Father, we ask your forgiveness today for lacking the patience and compassion that our children deserve. Help us to operate in the power of the Holy Spirit, especially in those heated moments when we're at the end of ourselves. Lead the next generation to compassionate prayer in moments of heartbreak. Teach them to run to you, our healer and our comforter. Jesus, run hard after our children's hearts and those that we lead to your feet. Embrace them with encouragement through our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our world can feel chaotic and uncertain, but we don't have to live enslaved to fear. Christ has promised me and you his peace, and throughout Scripture has provided powerful tools and practical steps to help us experience greater freedom. I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, inviting you to join me and my team as together we learn how to starve our fears and feed our faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com or wherever you access podcast content.